Hello and welcome to the Horoscope Vault, a podcast that explores the week ahead through the lens of astrology, with a view to supporting you in making the most confident decisions through life's chapters. I'm Charlie, a fourth year associate member of the American Federation of Astrologers and astrology reader for Radio's The Bob and Sherry Show. Today's episode is for the week beginning January 28th, where the main aspects are just like music to the ears. It's a bit of a switch around in energy, it's some growth energy, and it's a little bit of a surprise coming your way that hopefully boosts spirits, with maybe only one potential of stress that you can definitely circumvent if you maintain awareness of what that could be. I'll forecast using the sun in your sign as the first house point of the chart, which is called the solar charting method. But if you know your actual birth time, then I can extract exact specific dates of events for you to note in your diary and be prepared for. This kind of heads up gives you the power to navigate all aspects of your future with confidence, especially if the uncertainty of tomorrow's landscape keeps you awake at night. If so, then a one-on-one forecasting consultation is your key to clarity and control. So turn the tables on unpredictable obscurity by finding out what's coming next. Pick a time and date that suits you using the link below. I look forward to getting to know you. A strategic opportunity refers to a favorable circumstance or situation that can be leveraged to achieve specific goals or objectives through careful planning and execution. So strategic opportunity often involves identifying and capitalizing on moments that align, which allows for the advancement or improvement of a particular situation in your life. Turning uncertainty into opportunity is just kind of the harmonious coordination of different aspects of life, business and personal, making sure that things work together effectively. It's about creating synergy and coherence to enhance efficiency, effectiveness and ultimately happiness. Ancient civilizations used astrology as a tool to align their lives with a bigger cosmic order. And it wasn't just using astrology for agriculture, though that was a very important area that this was and still can be seen in. It's called biodynamic farming, where planting, cultivating, and harvesting activities were, and again, sometimes still are, scheduled based on cosmic rhythms. And I wonder if in not using that natural approach, I wonder if that's impacted things like the nutrient density of today's food at all. Maybe that's something I'll dive into in my spare time. And though some people over time may be dismissive, it's kind of clear that the sun and the moon as a duo are indicators of time, like the time of day, time of month, time of year. And the seasons, so that comes under the time of year, certainly impact growth of plants. So these connections are clearly there, and they can't just be privy to plants. It's the same sun that energizes your body and helps production of essential vitamins to live. It's the moon that indicates it's time for you to rest. It's harder to be happy and active in the winter, and growth and exploration is a strong urge of the summer. We're all familiar with the concept of a summer vacation or holiday. The weekly horoscopes are really about introducing possibilities for you to consider based on which season you were born into. It's not something to take as gospel unless you experiment with it and find that it connects a few dots that make your picture a little more clear. And the best way to use these horoscopes is to write down three or more main points for your sign for the week ahead and check in with that list each day of the week for ease of this experiment and to help you start using these weekly forecasts more diligently. If you want to really explore your alignment and connection, I've included a free reflection note page that you can print out to take notes on, giving you something tangible to reference while keeping your mind space clear for all the other life matters that crop up. It might help when it comes to making decisions along the way or just support you in being strategic when opportunity arises. The link for that free reflection sheet is in the description below. This week's astrology is one of the more favorable that I've seen in a minute, though not without the potential of challenge, as always. It's like A positive week where the biggest thing is to make sure you don't drop the ball somewhere, that you don't slip due to the return of some happy comfort that's maybe been a bit absent of late. Sunday the 28th, Venus and Saturn form a sextile. So the beginning of this horoscope week is a cooler time. Not just temperature cool, but like sunglasses, emoji cool. And while the focus is on relationships and money, so it's relationships and money matters, that could be consistent or find this kind of regular rhythm. Or you could acquire some wisdom that helps you better manage and handle these things. The general feeling is that it's the practical parts of life that take priority. So Sunday might be tending to simple things. And it could also indicate the beginning of a relationship, if you aren't already in one. And this could be a relationship with a significant age gap, because this dynamic is about maturity. And if it's not referring to a relationship, this could be about pulling up your slacks and becoming comfortable with being more disciplined. Mercury trines Uranus this week, and it's the arrival of an idea or the urge to develop an already existing concept that's kind of been on your mind. It could be the arrival of a letter, an email, or some kind of communicative message. And it's actually also perfect for problem solving. This is the kind of problem solving that happens in a positive way. Excitable problem solving, not the problem solving that crawls out from underneath the weight of stress. Positive problem solving can be things like school, new or continued education, like learning a skill to improve your experience. And with Pluto now in Aquarius, which is ruled by Uranus, the biggest, bestest themes to follow really, really are science and tech, or even engineering. So learning a new skill in those directions is so positive. There's such a variety of things to learn, from gaming to coding to graphics design, if you're more of the aesthetically inclined type. There is going to be something in the science or tech world that grabs your interest if you are an alive and kicking human in this current day and age. So explore the educational opportunities there. Things include cryptocurrency, online e-commerce, health and fitness, particularly with the e-commerce space. There's website development, real estate investment trusts, digital and affiliate marketing, copywriting. And the push here is essentially that having a side gig that is predominantly creative and progressive and aligns with the kind of evolution of tech. It's not just a side gig, but a hobby. This will keep you current as we progress through a change in age that is going to rapidly adjust how absolutely everything is done. Flashback 8 years ago, when buying food over the internet was really, really weird. But now it's becoming so normal to even get fruits and veggies via an online service. And touching dirty money is about to become a whole big thing, because literally cash is teeming with hundreds of microorganisms. The most prevalent ones I found out being acne bacteria and vaginal bacteria. I was surprised to find that out. There's microbes from mouths, plus viruses and drugs. Purchasing over the internet isn't just the convenience of not having to go to the store, but it's the convenience of not being exposed to grossness out in public. And this isn't a push towards an isolated society, but truly, how does your body respond when somebody coughs and splutters in your vicinity? If you have some remnant memories or PTSD of 2020 floating around in your body, you might shudder a little bit. And it's not to say that we will ever fully escape bacteria, especially as it is an integral part of evolving as a species, morphing and changing DNA under the influence of germs. But you're not likely out there trying to collect them like a game of Pokemon Go or whatever the latest collector's craze is. So the digital development is happening. Make friends with AI where possible. In business, people are using artificial intelligence to make their life efficient, to automate things so that their workday can go from 8 hours to 6 hours to 4 hours. And free time is the reward that really makes tech worth getting into. especially as technology is simply a product of its user. So become a good user and you'll get astounding results. If you don't know where to start and you don't know what kind of technology you're supposed to be making friends with or mastering, it's determined by the location of Aquarius in your natal chart and the positioning of the planet Uranus. You don't have to literally be in Aquarius. You will still have Aquarius somewhere in your birth chart. Your whole wheel is made up of all 12 signs. And even if you don't have planets in particular signs, they rule an area of life by the house in your chart, which they cover. You can explore this more with me as your guide by booking a slot using the scheduling link below, or you can explore it yourself by heading over to the Horoscope Vault on Patreon, where I will be posting an exclusive episode on finding where Aquarius is in your chart and explaining what that means in terms of your budding tech skills or your general direction in this technical evolution. The episode will help you generate the chart, locate and identify the areas of life that this progressive development is impacting, whether money, health, or the home. And you can then start to understand how to direct these developments instead of guessing or just wasting and taking time through the experience of trial and error. So life gets faster this week, and as it speeds up, you may hit a breakthrough or two. Your mind is more receptive to eccentric things. You're more open to looking at unusual approaches. Brainstorming this week is amazing. Not the actual planning necessarily, but brainstorming about what you could do or what you feel like doing by way of taking the next step in life. And then with Venus in Capricorn, trine Jupiter in Taurus, you'll want to step back from all things thinking and brainstorming to then celebrate or relax. There may even be a party to attend if it's not you kicking back and kind of basking in the glow of the new ideas that should be beginning to excite you. Mars trine Uranus this week means that you're ready for action. And it seems kind of quick to progress through the week of thinking and brainstorming on Sunday to jumping into taking initiative later on in the week. And this is a bold attitude that isn't necessarily disruptive. It's more pioneering. Some things that were maybe previously scary are now less scary. And most of the week is played out through progressively putting an unusual plan into action and feeling really motivated by something new and different. By the time we make it to next weekend, this ushers in a new month and it's February already. Mercury in Capricorn, sextile Neptune in Pisces activates the imagination, and this is when your mind is your best friend, full of all kinds of unique spiritual insights. There can be a little bit of psychic sensitivity, so some weird coincidences, some dreams, and that includes daydreams, or downloads even. And a download is really just a vivid understanding that comes from seemingly nowhere, but makes absolute sense. You're kind of looking around for where this came from, especially when the thought, idea, or knowing is so clear and coherent. It's like you read it from a book. This is also the potential to feel like someone is around you. Not a creepy shadow, but like an unseen guardian angel type. And again, most of this could play out in the dream realm, in your nighttime dreams. So make notes of who appears in your visions when you sleep. I'm a big advocate of a dream book next to the bed where you write down key things, colours and happenings upon waking. But in general, the spiritual energy of this weekend offers not only enlightenment, but some creative potential too. It happens to be that this is the point of the week at which you could also drop the ball. This sensitivity doesn't come with a filter, so that means the potential for external negative energy coming in and raining on your parade is there. If you suddenly feel drained, then it's likely this is happening to let you know that you are around some untrustworthy people, or that you're just in the wrong situation or the wrong environment. Don't just grin and bear it. Heed the signal for what it is, a warning sign, to get away from the negative and back into your own bubble, which isn't always easy to do, but the planetary symbols do give us a hint on how to approach a solution. And with Neptune involved, this would mean put on a set of headphones and listen to music, which sounds super simple saying it out loud, but you kind of replace the external gloomy frequency with a frequency of your own choosing. So upbeat music is most often the way to go, but choose whatever sounds have the most positive impact on your mood. Take notes of the things that stick out to you in your individual horoscope reading, and each sign is timestamped below for your convenience. This week for Aries, there is an air of formality in your professional world. Everything in that space is moving slow and steady, so it's not like you'll want to complain. It's like no news is good news in a way, and as long as it's not soul destroying or creating some PTSD where you don't even want to go into work, then it's a win. Brainstorming financials is beneficial, whether that's what to do with existing finances, or how to raise more money, or how to supplement your income, or ideas on your dream future. The important thing to remember is the more interesting and unique the approach, the better. Even so, the more techie the approach, the better. And it's not just tech-based, as long as the things that you are brainstorming are a complete and utter turnaround from what you're already doing, then excitement brews. But not only that, there's the potential for you to find a forever job in this process. The career adjustment isn't over, and it's been coming up every week, and it's going to continue coming up this year. It's going to get more important as the year progresses, with the final conclusion in profession change coming after Pluto makes its final dip back into Capricorn between September and November later this year. So expect regular work-related updates in your horoscope over these next 11 months, all for the benefit of aligning you perfectly with your next chapter. It promises maturity and longevity. And if you need some assistance, make sure to check out the episode all about what kind of untapped technological or unique skills that you might have, or book a slot to discuss it directly with me. This could help you navigate this evolving occupational landscape. Your neighborhood becomes a more interesting place to live. And interesting is not always good or bad specifically. Unusual things happening may give rise to some emotional shifts about your current community. And you might want to make things like errands and daily life a bit more efficient so that you can stay in your own space where you feel most comfortable. Travel abroad may be calling you. And if that's a possibility, follow it up. Make plans, make a list of dream destinations. And if it's not overseas travel that's on the agenda, then an educational or legal matter could be favourable. This could be if you're part of a class action lawsuit, if you're filing for papers, if you're applying for something, if you are considering starting school. Whatever is in the mix, formally, educationally, or legally, can see desirable results. Your life course is best left to do its own thing. As you've learnt, every new week or month is often full of surprises. And if you can make yourself as detached to any one thing as possible, if you can create a life that is as flexible as you can be, then this can be quite an exciting time where, at the drop of a hat, anything could happen to change everything in a positively exhilarating way. So how do you remain flexible? Keep your core values in check, the things that are non-negotiable to you. Have them as orderly and fixed as you can, like a solid schedule that you'll never change, no matter what goes on. And if that's in place, if you are immovable on the things that are definitive, then anything around you can happen and you'll be ready to pivot into the developments. The weekend may highlight a need to study, so study towards something that is part of your next step. Too much daydreaming may keep you consistently in the land of brainstorming and missing out on this pivotal time to take initiative on a course or something that's about to be life-changing, but only if you follow it up. Don't let yourself, relatives, or just casual acquaintances take your attention away from learning what you need to learn to get where you want to be. Put your serious scholarship head on and lose yourself in reading and education. Make sure to check out the reading for your earth sign, which is Libra. This is the sign Earth was in while the Sun was in Aries when you were born, and it gives you an idea of the material developments in life. Also listen to the reading for your soul sign, which is Capricorn. This is the sign the Sun was in 3 months before you were born, which in human design is said to be when your soul chose your body. It's helpful in understanding the evolutionary path that your soul is on. And these three horoscopes together really give you a solid picture of what is unfolding. And to get even more precise, If you know your rising sign, then listen to that horoscope too. This acts like a real-time progression of your birth chart. And to find out your rising sign, plug in your birthday and time to the calculator below, included in the show notes. This week for Taurus, practical, financial, or legal matters may need attention immediately. Pleasure is not the priority. Dealing with official stuff is. But it is a pleasurable situation because in dealing with this stuff, a new phase of life can begin. This is an exciting dynamic of taking care of business instead of the drudgery and labored way. This could include finding a better way to handle money, which leaves you with more surplus or just a stronger feeling of security, more hope, more flexibility, and more space to plan things. All of the above are great. So if you're not already brainstorming consolidation moves, this is the perfect week to do so. In some cases, this could be applying for and getting approved for something, if that's on your radar. It could also be winning something like a contract or something that you enter. Or I'd love it to be a bonus of some kind for you. There's some unfinished business that may be clearly what has held you back. And the approach to that now is problem solving. This could also be your point of brainstorm, where you rack your brains to outline steps 1, 2, and 3 for tidying up loose ends that, if left loose, will be the very things that hold you back from expanding your horizons. And right now, the inner urge or the outer experience is letting you know that you need a change, a big life-altering change. So with the week's positive influence, there's less procrastination, even if procrastination was simply because you were unsure of which actions to take. That starts to melt away under the efforts of creating a plan. And this plan should be towards experiences that are 180 degrees different from what you were doing this time last year. If you worked nights, you should now work days. If you were the bachelor, you may now be feeling urges to settle down. If you lived comfortably in your community space, you could now desire some cultural or locational change. And instead of seeing them as distant possibilities, they're now absolutely attainable with a little bit of open-minded dreaming. Ride your heightened imagination. It's the more whimsical wondering that will help you land on the fairy tale life that's right for you. And if you're a little hesitant or unsure, then pick up a book in the genre of what you want to achieve. Financial independence, artistic mastery, product development, business formation, a traveling life, whatever it feels like would be a dream come true that somebody else has done, because no human is an island. And we're lucky to live in a world where hundreds of thousands of stories are published and accessible. Go ahead and find the one that most resembles your future goals and read all about it this week. And keep everyone out of your business. Don't let some old, antiquated, out-of-date boot kind of person get you down. Open up the pages or read experience of others and be on your way. Make sure to check out the reading for your earth sign, which is Scorpio. This is the sign the earth was in while the sun was in Taurus when you were born. And it gives you an idea of the material developments in life. Also listen to the reading for your soul sign, which is Aquarius. This is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born, which in human design is said to be when your soul chose your body and life path. It's helpful in understanding the evolutionary path that your soul is on. And these three horoscopes together really give you a solid picture of what's unfolding. And to get even more precise, if you know your rising sign, listen to that horoscope too. This acts as a real-time progression of your chart. And to find out your rising sign, plug in your birthday and time into the calculator, included in the show notes below. This week for Gemini, financial obligations mean paying something down or paying it off completely. And debts are not just monetary. You may owe a favor and somebody calls it in. And this isn't a burdening type of situation. You're happy to help. And if you don't already owe a favor, you could help someone anyway and find out that now you have a friend for life, or a good act coming back to you in return, heading your way. Helping out a friend is some karmically lovely energy, as is being helped out by a friend, which is a very nice way to start the week. Life is about to get more interesting, not that it hasn't been already, but another shift in the works through a possibility that is presented to you could be exciting, much more than it is scary or nerve-wracking. Going to school, or better yet, starting online study, is glaringly obvious in your chart. Where or how that would be depends on your personal birth chart orientation, of course. So if you want to discuss that a little more, then check out the link below to book a slot. But in general, a healthy, happy surprise coming along in the form of a phone call, letter, email, or some kind of conversation serves as this directional jolt that turns out to be the first point of a multi-step process moving you towards living a free life. It could be like a contract or otherwise paperwork related. And one thing is for sure, it will involve quite a substantial change. And in a world that's been feeling a little bit offset lately, change could be very welcome. Another possible shock could be pregnancy, a marriage proposal, or other similar developments that change you as an individual or impact your body. And in absence of these, then there are still amazing connections with your partner present. You have maybe one person who is just perfect to you and for you right now, where the relationship is full of trust. And that could be a best friend, a lover, a lifelong companion, or even a pet. Someone who helps maintain the feeling of unconditional love. Having at least one strong connection is so good, as your friendship landscape changes by the minute. And you're kind of learning who you can and can't rely on, or who you should and shouldn't rely on. And the more this lines up to show you who those people are and who they are not, you get this experience of quality over quantity, including opportunities to meet and connect with the right kind of people, particularly those who can help you with your professional and future goals. The only potential wobble is when people read deeply into your introverted energy this weekend. By pulling back, you then seem to fully magnetize more curiosity and attention your way. So long as you remain selective and honest with yourself about what others bring out of you, you'll navigate this pretty well. And if necessary, just detach from everyone and stay in your own little bubble until you're sure. Make sure to check out the reading for your earth sign, which is Sagittarius. This is the sign Earth was in when the sun was in Gemini when you were born. And it gives you an idea of the material developments in life. Also listen to the reading for your soul sign, which is Pisces. This is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born, which in human design is said to be when your soul chose your life path. It's helpful in understanding the evolutionary process of your soul. And these three horoscopes together give you a really solid picture of what is unfolding. And to get even more precise, if you know your rising sign, listen to that horoscope too. This acts as a real-time progression of your birth chart. And to find out your rising sign, plug in your birthday and time into the calculator included in the show notes below. This week for Cancer, relationships, business and personal ones. Take a serious approach, but this isn't a miserly situation. This isn't something that's worrisome or born out of stress. There's a connection with someone you resonate with, or someone you feel close to, or you literally share your life with. And it just becomes practically focused. And you can make some serious plans that seem to break through a ceiling that you've been gazing up at, wondering how to make the quantum leap necessary to rise above. There are a few trips suggested in your horoscope now and in the next few weeks, but it's interesting because these look like trips that don't actually manifest. And in them not manifesting, it works out much better. Whether it's saving money and still getting the benefits of whatever the trip was meant to entail, like a conference that you get all the recordings and cliff notes for anyway, or an interview that would involve travel but winds up happening digitally, or an appointment that the solution comes forward and you don't even need to attend. Moving around in a far afield manner is likely to come with some trouble for at least the next year or so, with no actual travel opening up for you until around February 2026. But again, there is a great hidden benefit in this that you may not see initially. This week you need more rest. This has been an ongoing theme. Your sign has suffered the most lately, with some unexpected sickness developments or just lower than usual vitality. So set your alarms or use time blocking to make sure that you get to bed earlier, because more sleep in itself is always a welcome positive and could have a significant impact on boosting your health, both physical and mental. On the topic of wellness, the Venus trine Jupiter aspect this week points to improvements in the health area, especially if you've been sick recently. And as your health builds back up, your work life does too. The wellness and work section of an astrology chart are the same house. That's why overwork often hurts the body physically. And you are currently learning about excesses in those areas, where excess in work can hurt you, and excess in nutrition and daily behaviors can also cause distress. You are the Goldilocks of finding balance in those two spaces that coexist. This week, you can find a great leap of improvement in both your job world and your well-being. So eat well, sleep well, treat your body naturally right, and the reward could be going from mild instability in career to an opportunity for advancement that feels like the perfect fit for you. The weekend possibility of letting the ball drop or slipping out of habits is that upon feeling better, you could forget how bad the recent experience of trouble and strife was. The issues of the last 6 or so months were to make you a little bit more cautious in certain areas. And while it's exciting to get carried away with whatever work and wellness revelations and developments this week will bring, if you don't remain vigilant, a little backwards slip could show up September through November later this year. To make sure that that is less likely to happen, take a moment this coming weekend to reflect and journal back through the stresses, the triggers, and the happenings that recently didn't feel so good. It's often harder to recall sadness from a place of growing happiness, but make sure you document the things that hurt you badly in the last few months so you have something to reference if you find yourself off your desired path again later this year. Make sure to check out the reading for your earth sign, which is Capricorn. This is the sign Earth was in when the sun was in Cancer, when you were born, and it gives you an idea of the material developments in life. Also listen to the reading for your soul sign, which is Aries. This is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born, which in human design is said to be when your soul chose your life path. It's helpful in understanding the evolutionary process you are going through. These three horoscopes together really give you a solid picture of what is unfolding. And to get even more precise, if you know your rising sign, listen to that horoscope too. This acts as a real-time progression of your birth chart. To find out your rising sign, plug your birthday and time into the calculator included in the show notes below. This week for Leo is a great relief from work, study, or whatever kind of hard graft you've been throwing yourself into. Things begin to be pretty stable there, and if something was stressful, then you're possibly free and clear of it now. Connecting with others is really the key to developing your career and your direction and your future goals. There are people who want you to succeed. And while it's not going to be that things are handed to you on a platter, there are people who will be able to offer you shortcuts that you can take to achieve more in a lesser amount of time. This is the epitome of it's not what you know, it's who you know. And this week you might well know the perfect person or people to boost your efforts. Romantic relationship stimulation could be meeting someone new who really suits you, someone who feels like a welcome breath of fresh air. This is the idea of meeting or connecting deeper with someone who treats you very, very well, makes you feel good and fuzzy in all the right ways. New investments, whether investing your love, time, or money, they can all do well. If you are actively trying to conceive, that's also indicated as a potentially positive experience now too. This week offers a new perspective on life all round, some sudden insights, where you learn something new or you get offered some amazing information through another person. Because really the next 2 decades of your life are under the influence of the people you meet and connect with and the impact that they have on you. This week starts it out beautifully and offers you a taste of what it means to make sure your connections benefit you in the right way, whatever those connections may be. Your mind wanders to thoughts of travel, and it's the exotic locations that are attractive. And this is beyond the usual rest and relaxation. You want stimulation, you want adventure, you want exploration. So places that you've never been are preferred over places that you already know. The weekend's sensitivity is in that you read others' energy, body language, and their intentions all too easily. So if it's funky, you will pick up on it. If it's negative, you will feel it. And that could be too much to handle after a week lived on such high notes. So plug yourself into something that feels better than anything untoward going on around you. Excuse yourself if you need to, or just zone out in some other healthy way. The positive of this is that those friends who are like angels and of good influence rub off on you in the right way. Make sure to check out the reading for your earth sign, which is Aquarius. This is the sign Earth was in when the sun was in Leo, when you were born. And it gives you an idea of the material developments in life. Also listen to the reading for your soul sign, which is Taurus. This is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born, which in human design is said to be when your soul chose your life path. It's helpful in understanding the evolutionary path that your soul is on. And these three horoscopes together really give you a solid picture of what's unfolding. And to get even more precise, if you know your rising sign, listen to that horoscope too. This acts as a real-time progression of your birth chart. To find out your rising sign, plug your birth date and time into the calculator included in the show notes below. This week for Virgo, all the pleasure-based part of life kind of give way to the more practical things. And this isn't necessarily negative. Investments are practical, projects are practical, and both seem to have an element of fun and excitement within them in their own way. It's just maybe not a week of the usual recreational pleasures. It's pleasure that comes from effort and hard work. These constructive efforts can actually lead to you taking the fast track in a professional way. Advancement is literally so satisfying for you, and this week really could be full of it when multiple possibilities for advancement present themselves. It's like the doors open left and right with a ton of obstacles removed. You may be one of the more blessed signs this week, as all these positive aspects happening in fellow earth signs create an aspect called the grand trine. This has the effect of seamlessly pulling together all the positives of each of those earth signs. So that's hard work, security focus, and diligence. And whenever these things come together, the result is almost always positive. The only risk here is really being too lax or not capitalizing on this positive energy enough. You could kind of swim in the pleasant energy as opposed to utilizing it. So make sure that you are throwing yourself into whatever you enjoy doing. That's the key to raising this up to work perfectly for you. In fact, balance is the key. You don't want to neglect yourself or any desire to stay home and enjoy more private pleasures. And you don't want to neglect opportunity either. Put on your favorite music. Get down to doing the work you know is ahead of you. Be kind of happily lost in your own world, with your own kind of life soundtrack playing in the background, while you take care of business and find your groove. Make sure to check out the reading for your earth sign, which is Pisces. This is the sign Earth was in when the sun was in Virgo, when you were born, and it gives you an idea of the material developments in life. Also listen to the reading for your soul sign, which is Gemini. This is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born, which in human design is said to be when your soul chose your life path. It's helpful in understanding the evolutionary path that your soul is on, and these three horoscopes together really give you a solid picture of what's unfolding. And to get even more precise, if you know your rising sign, listen to that horoscope too. It acts as a very real-time progression of your birth chart. And to find out your rising sign, plug your birthday and time into the calculator included in the show notes. This week for Libra, you may celebrate a family birthday or something similar with or for one of your relatives. You might even be the one that everyone else is counting on to make these celebrations happen. And Libras are great gift givers. So maybe you give something that brightens someone's week and makes them extra happy. If not a celebratory time, you might have positive developments with selling or buying a home, moving or changing your existing one somehow, or something like remodeling. With an open mind, there are possibilities that come through exploring more mystical things. So if you've ever wanted an astrology or tarot reading, or even a session with a psychic medium, follow that hunch this week and you could be pleasantly surprised with the answers and revelations. The positive aspects are lighting up your mystical metaphysical house in the chart. So this could mean more exploring, more learning your own chart by yourself, or getting tarot cards for you to experiment with. Those are great ways to explore if you're not yet ready to connect with a reader. Education and learning are big in your horoscope this week, and it's big all around with the recent shift of Pluto into Aquarius, but for you, it's extra potent. Are you in education? Are you learning something new for your business or your future? Following the urge to expand your skill set by starting a list of what that could be that is good for you to learn, or just starting the course itself this week, puts you in such a solid, comfortable, and happy position, offering new possibilities like no other. The only possible slip this weekend is paperwork or legal matters that don't make sense or are just difficult to understand. This could be an agreement or similar. And you're not quite clear on it, but you don't actually have to be. So long as it's not on a time crunch, push it back until another week or another day. Make sure to check out the reading for your earth sign, which is Aries. This is the sign Earth was in when the sun was in Libra, when you were born. And it gives you more of an idea of the material developments in life. Also listen to the reading for your soul sign, which is Cancer. This is a sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born, which in human design is said to be when your soul chose your life path. It's helpful in understanding the evolutionary process your soul is going through. And these horoscopes together could really give you a solid picture of what's unfolding. And if you want to get even more precise, if you know your rising sign, listen to that horoscope as well. This acts as a real-time progression of your birth chart. And to find out your rising sign, plug your birthday and time into the calculator included in the show notes below. This week for Scorpio, a family or kind of neighborhood obligation that you can't get out of. It's not actually as gloomy as it could be. A formal gathering or something like that could actually turn out to be quite fun, with a few beneficial happenings thrown in. Maybe it's that you connect with someone and a casual discussion turns into something more, like a solution to a problem or an opportunity to do something that you've always wanted to do. There's also a little bit of a money blessing here, and not necessarily in the most direct way. You could discover a way to file taxes, you could discover a new law, or a method of financial management that affects you in a positive way. Or you could simply file now and have all your paperwork and stuff processed more quickly than expected. However it happens, there is an improvement in the financial picture with a bit of a boost. And when resources are in good standing, you can kind of relax into your skin a little bit more. Though don't get too comfy and go overboard with spending. Balance is a sensitive thing and scales are very easy to tip if you lack discretion or you get too carried away. A work matter may benefit from recently discovered solutions. Maybe that's whatever you spoke openly about earlier in the week and found some awesome ideas came to the surface. This is absolutely going to involve some kind of specialist organization or technological remedy. So if you're one of the technophobes, try to ease yourself out of that mindset. There's a technological pursuit for everyone. If you are comfortable with technology, ask yourself if you're maximizing its use within your work realm or just your general efforts. Dive into the idea that automation can offer you efficiency in the form of automating payments, automating marketing if relevant to you, or just simply back up any important data that you have this week. Try to break out of old habits and create new ones, more relevant ones. And this could be all initiated by you losing an important piece of paperwork or by you needing to file something which you struggle to do on your own or benefits through a technological task that you can't access because you don't have those skills. The only negative this week seems to be the disconnect between what you need to be progressing through and where you are now. So go ahead and get yourself and your important stuff in order and look to learn a new tech skill. Make sure to check out the reading for your earth sign, which is Taurus. This is the sign Earth was in when the sun was in Scorpio, when you were born. And it gives you an idea of the material developments in life. And listen to the reading for your soul sign too, which is Leo. This is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born, which in human design is said to be when your soul chose your life path. And it's helpful in understanding the evolutionary process you are in. These three horoscopes together really give you a solid picture of what's unfolding. And to get even more precise, if you know your rising sign, listen to that horoscope too. It acts as a real-time progression of your birth chart. And to find out your rising sign, plug your birthday and time into the calculator included in the show notes below. This week for Sagittarius, your financial life is looking up. And that's the income side. You'll still need to take care of some accounting and payment matters, some payment arrangements or shifting around payment dates to suit your needs. And you'll also need to be careful of being too generous or spending too much. That could kind of set you backwards a step or two if you're not careful. Your relationships, so that's business or personal, tend to fill you with a little bit more optimism and excitement. Things getting balanced and in order after a period of uncertainty helps simplify life, which in turn allows you to enjoy connection with someone or become open to a new connection that is ready to emerge. This week is also the possibility of self-indulgence that could turn into some weight gain if you're not aware of it. And this is because you're feeling happy, comfortable, content. And when you're in that kind of headspace, it's easy to give way to a few luxury behaviors that turn into overdoing it pretty quickly. By all means, enjoy the happiness. Don't deny yourself of anything, but also be aware of the consequences of those actions too. A very good Sagittarius algorithm is to have around 25% less of something than your urges desire. And that way you don't neglect self-care and self-love, but it also doesn't turn into going too far. Taking a risk on something somewhere this week, the urge to put all your eggs in one basket and double down on something that you feel is a sure thing, could actually pay off. Things are getting exciting, and if you've been following up on opportunities, if you've been working hard, and you've been quote-unquote good in your behaviours, then a little bit of risk-taking could actually turn into something very, very beneficial. And risk-taking or gambling on something could be literal gambling, or it could be applying to a new job that feels like a risk. It could be going for something outside of your comfort zone. It could be letting someone into your life where you would usually be a bit more guarded. Whatever you open up to in some way or other, that turns up really wonderful results if you just go ahead and go for it. If something new does come your way with some paperwork in tow, make sure to read the fine print. This also applies to any messages, like text messages or offers that seem too good to be true. Chances are they are actually genuine opportunities, but on the off chance that you've overlooked something based on excitement, just get a second pair of eyes to double check whatever it is being offered your way, just to be sure. Go ahead and check out the reading for your earth sign, which is Gemini. This is the sign Earth was in while the Sun was in Sagittarius when you were born, and it gives you an idea of the material developments in life. Also, listen to the reading for your soul sign, which is Virgo. This is the sign the Sun was in 3 months before you were born, which in human design is said to be when your soul chose your body and your life path. It's helpful in understanding the evolutionary process that you are going through. And these three horoscopes together really give you a solid picture of what's unfolding. And to get even more precise, if you do know your rising sign, listen to that horoscope as well. This acts like a real-time progression of your birth chart. And to find out your rising sign, plug your birthday and time into the calculator included in the show notes below. This week for Capricorn, the mood lightens. Kind of everything lightens, and despite there being a few planets still firmly in your sign, they allow you avenues to mitigate any stress that has recently built up. Those planets being Mercury and Mars means that things like reading or chatting can offer relief, as can exercise and vigorous activity, including intimate connections and pursuits. And another thing you may do to channel a lot of this is go shopping. That's highlighted too. These modern times call for modern approaches to everything you already do. A tech skill could really heighten your success rate. And if you don't know what skill that could be, make sure to check out the Horoscope Vault on Patreon for the video guiding you on how to discover that. If you don't have the time or the desire to do it yourself, pick a time slot using the Calendly link below and let me do it for you. A quick 20-minute session could bring a ton of answers and help you on that path, finding shortcuts and efficient approaches to the things you are becoming a master of. Learning a progressive skill will help improve your pace and quality of life by becoming more dynamically productive. In fact, this is a good time to modernize as much as you can. Home tech, security systems, new appliances that do 10 times more than the old appliance, all of this works to save you time and possibly entertain you as well. This week, make sure to get adequate rest. Your body may not be back to 100% after a recently turbulent previous few months. Things are definitely becoming more peaceful now, but it doesn't mean relaxation should be ignored. The biggest thing to watch for this coming weekend is still going to be around your health matters. Some wellness wobbles could be neurological, or they could be stress triggered, or they could be down to lack of rest, making it all the more important to focus on your sleep hygiene. Make sure you're treating yourself the best way possible, and not in a treat yourself way, but more in a self-care way. Be sure to check out the reading for your earth sign, which is Cancer. This is the sign Earth was in while the Sun was in Capricorn when you were born, and it gives you an idea of the material developments in your life. Also listen to the reading for your soul sign, which is Libra. This is the sign the Sun was in 3 months before you were born, which in human design is said to be when your soul chose your life path, and it's helpful in understanding the evolutionary process that you are going through. These three horoscopes together really give you a solid picture of what's unfolding. And if you want to get even more precise, if you know your rising sign, listen to that horoscope too. This acts as a kind of real-time progression of your birth chart. And to find out your rising sign, plug your birthday and time into the calculator included in the show notes below. This week for Aquarius, a little social isolation feels good, and it's your season, but you may not feel like being out and about and in amongst the crowds. Time spent alone suits you better now, and it won't feel lonely either. It feels more like a treat, or like being in your own wonderful bubble of harmony. You can be yourself in your own space. You can follow your own curiosities. You can talk to yourself. You can sing out loud. You can watch things that make you laugh uncontrollably or cry emotionally. If you are a parent, children may be a little bit difficult to control or a bit rogue. This could just be some pent-up energy that needs a way to come out. So if you can offer a way to do that by joining in some high-energy activity with family, then go for it. While you do enjoy your alone time, you still want to remain in touch with some people. So texts and calls will allow you to do that in peace. And don't forget to check your inbox, as an email might offer you a bit of perspective or positive news that brightens your week entirely, giving you some excitement that's well within your realm of needs. The weekend is about getting lost in music and creativity. And it's almost like the potential for things to go wrong is mainly when you don't allow yourself to enjoy this downtime or to enjoy some artistic energy. If you play an instrument, practice this weekend. If there's a concert on the horizon that interests you, then book your tickets. Or if there's an artist that you're really into, indulge in their art or make their music the soundtrack to your weekend and lose yourself for a few days. Monday will be back around soon enough. Make sure to check out the reading for your earth sign, which is a Leo. This is the sign Earth was in when the sun was in Aquarius when you were born, and it gives you an idea of the material developments happening in your life. Also listen to the reading for your soul sign, which is Scorpio. This is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born, which in human design is said to be when your soul chose your body and life path, and it's helpful in understanding the evolutionary process you are going through. These three horoscopes together really give you a solid picture of what's unfolding. And if you want to get even more precise, if you know your rising sign, listen to that horoscope too. It acts as a very real-time progression of your birth chart. And to find out your rising sign, plug your birthday and time into the calculator, included in the show notes below. This week for Pisces, a little bit of guilt could put you in the position to attend a function, a celebration, or make a phone call that you actually don't want to do, but you do so anyway. This is kind of for them and not for you, but actually turns out to be okay. Home life feels exciting, whether that's an internal revamp of your space or a family surprise, like some good news for a loved one or a friend. Or maybe you and your relatives get on the same page about something, like moving or taking a vacation. A surprise that comes this week is more likely to be a positive one rather than a challenging one. If your professional life has recently gone through change, it's showing up as a helpful and beneficial shift, whether that's a raise or more work or more money in some way. It's just favorable feedback of your efforts. However it comes, has a very calming and reassuring impact. Technology isn't really going to be your strong suit. With Aquarius in your solar 12th house, there's a skill and a struggle in tech areas, but you can absolutely tip the scale to make it all positive, only if you commit to breaking through any barriers or any resistance you have towards this topic. You're not completely tech illiterate, but maybe there's more that you can do or discover with gadgets and software. And if that has a special appeal to you now, then follow it up. Learning some kind of computer skill or building an interest in computers, communication, or machinery could help in accounting, managing existing money, or even finding ways to automate the process of making more and improving your income. The only real kind of slip or warning this week is to be cautious of chemicals. You should be extra, extra, extra cautious of chemicals pretty much all of the time anyway, considering your ruling planet is the one of elusive substances and gases, which is Neptune. But this weekend, you might go a little bit too hard with the bleach cleaning, which causes some lung problems, or you may have one too many drinks, or you may try a new supplement that doesn't sit well with you. A bit of an icky feeling could come from taking, using, inhaling, or being around too much of something that's not good. So approach with caution this weekend, anything chemical based. And try not to try anything that's too unusual or brand new where it comes to food. A little food intolerance or sensitivity might leave you feeling sorry for yourself. Make sure to check out the reading for your earth sign, which is Virgo. This is the sign Earth was in when the sun was in Pisces when you were born, and it gives you an idea of the material developments in life. Also listen to the reading for your soul sign, which is Sagittarius. This is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born, which in human design is said to be when your soul chose your life path. It's helpful in understanding the more evolutionary path your soul is on, and these three horoscopes together really give you a solid picture of what's unfolding. And to get even more precise, if you know your rising sign, listen to that horoscope too. This acts as a real-time progression of your birth chart. And to find out your rising sign, plug your birthday and time into the calculator included in the show notes below. That's it for this week. Leave me a comment with your thoughts on this episode. These comments actually help me tailor these horoscope episodes to your needs as best possible. Next week's episode is more Aquarius energy in the mix, with a sign change for Mercury and an Aquarius new moon, which opens a new greater lunar manifesting portal, which you can find more about on the Patreon. And the theme of this portal of manifestation that opens up the next 6 months is the key idea of something being the last resort. This is the final chance given to something or even someone. So follow the show to make sure you don't miss out on that episode, and share this episode with someone who might benefit from these insights too. For more specific videos and horoscopes, join the Horoscope Vault on Patreon, where I go even more in depth using the stars as a guide. Till next week. Okay, bye.